reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. This is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And then here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Rehana and Sister Nahid. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
We have a ritual in this program in which you have to introduce yourself briefly for those audience who do not know you. But we just have to hear a little bit of introduction about yourself, briefly.
Well, yeah. First of all, I'm really honored to be with you and your dear listeners. My name is Nahid. I'm a TFL graduate, and it's been a while that I'm conducting some various researches on Muslim, especially Muslim women.
Thank you very much. And you, Sister Rehana?
I'm Rehana, and currently I'm proud to say that I'm a stay-at-home mother, and this is what I spend my time in right now. And I'm very interested in Islamic topics regarding the well-being of Muslim women, especially.
Thank you very much for being here, both of you. It's a pleasure to be there with you. And let's get back to reality. It's very difficult to live in the moment, to seize the present moment, because I guess there's nobody who could say that I'm not hunted by my own past and future, because it's not just the past that overwhelms us. It's the future that keeps us thinking and overthinking every single night and day, every single hour of our life. So what kind of a person you are? Are you a present-ish person or no?
No, I used to think about the future a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the matter of age or anything, but it's been a while that I'm not. Like, I'm not caring about, like, you know, years ago, I used to predict next year at this time. Like, when I was 16, I totally remember. I was just thinking of, okay, 10 years later, when I got 26, mm-hmm. on this day, where am I going to be? What am I going to be doing? But these days, no, I'm not caring more. It's like, I am seeing this moment more precious. I'm just planning day by day.
Mm-hmm. I am not a present moment person. Unfortunately, as much as I want to be, I am either nervous and anxious about the future or I'm regretful about the past.
Yeah. I could relate to that as well.
Unfortunately. And I think there's another type as well where you're not necessarily thinking about or worrying about your own future. It's something in between. It's like you're seeing other people's lives and how well they're doing, what they're doing with their own lives, and you're thinking, you're just wallowing in self-pity and thinking, why am I not doing this right now?
Exactly, yeah.
There's also something in between.
Very much relatable, yes.
Yeah, I think it happens a lot right now because of social media. We
exactly.
see the best of other people's worlds and we just suck in that self-pity of thinking, why am I not doing this? Why am I not doing this? And at the same time, we're not getting up and doing it.
Yeah,
so
that's
very true.
We're
losing the moment as well.
Like when I see people in such a hurry and they do too much of plans, I feel too much anxious because I compare that to my own self. I don't do all of those stuff. I'm pretty much leaving myself to the flow.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. This is Back to Reality. Sister Rehane and Sister Nahid are helping us pretty much with the topic of past, present, or future. Which tense do you belong to?
We are working today and using these moments mm-hmm. to build that future. It's like they're connected. We can't separate them. Like, I'm just living
exactly.
at the moment. I'm ignoring that part of my mm-hmm. life. Because the reason behind all the things I'm doing today is that future, which, yeah, I cannot necessarily think about it a lot. But, you know, the moment that made me think about present more was when I read a book about planning. I was just being so hectic and I couldn't find some time doing myself, and I read a book, a psychological book. I can't remember the exact name.
Yeah.
And the technique introduced in that book was to think about your plans this way. Like, if they are the things that you can do right now, don't even write them. Like, I am going to do this tomorrow. Stand up and act based on it. Stand up and do the task right away. And that thing just kind of organized the planning of mine, made me through just thinking, making the decisions, considering all the aspects of it, giving it thinking, and then deciding, and even doing it right away if I could.
Yeah.
It's like making the plans based on the moment that you are living in.
That's very good. Good technique.
Yeah, this technique really has helped me. We all just postpone going to the gym to, I don't know, a Saturday, a first day of the week,
after
a Monday.
After the exams, I would go to the gym.
Yeah, after the exams. And the technique that helped me through going to the gym, at least, was that the writer of the book suggested this way. Like, if it's morning, you're thinking about going to the gym. If it's the afternoon and you're thinking about it, just stand up, get out of the house, get ready, get out of the house, get in your car, and then you're going to the gym.
It's just like, do it.
Yeah, you're not postponing it anymore.
Mm-hmm. So we have a narration that is now become very popular in the form of a quote. But we have it, Mama Lipi's paper on him said that do not worry about the future because it is a mystery. Do not worry about the past because it is history. And just live in the present moment because it is a gift.
Exactly.
So
that's why it's called present.
Yeah, it is called the present. And of course, we must, even though we must live in the moment, we must, of course, never completely forget about the past and never completely forget about the future, because it is from the past mistakes that we learn and that we can change. And it is for creating a better future that we plan and we organize.
Yes, because just check to what you said about seizing the moment and the present time, as Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, there are a lot more of narrations by the Prophet and by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that say, have a pre-planned priorities for your life. Like, try to prioritize your time based on whatever you're going to do. So if you have only today in your life, if this is the entire time that you're going to be given for a lifetime, you have to prioritize it. You have to make different plans. I usually say that if we think that today is all that we've got.
Yeah, the last day.
The last day of my life. This is going to be done. And when the night comes, I'm no longer a member of this world. If I come to think about it like this, then I would never postpone anything.
Yeah, and this would also reduce the regret.
Yeah.
Like, because you're using your time, because we are just enjoying our moments, we won't have much of the regret.
Yeah.
We may regret the decisions, but not the moments.
Exactly. I would never say that I didn't do this, I wish I could have done that. No, we would say that we have had time, and based on that time, we did whatever we wanted
to
do.
And also we have another narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who has divided life into three parts.
Mm-hmm.
He says the days of your life are divided into three parts. The first group is the first days are the days of the past that can't be achieved again. The second group are the future days, which are wishes. It's really nice that he doesn't say the future is not going to be considered important. He says the future days are going to be your wishes, the long-term wishes that you need to just plan for them, think about them. And the present moment and the days that you are living in, which you need to consider as important and precious and use them the most you can.
Yeah.
It's really nice that he's also putting all the three tenses, the three times of our life next to each other, and he's telling us to act on each of them. It's like he's teaching us the way. Like, if you're living right now, you still have that future ahead of you.
What a wanted to say was the very fact that it's not always so easy to forget about the past. I already said that, yes, I appreciate the present moments, and I usually, ever since I grew up older, I just understood the value and the actually the precious value of this present that I have. But then there comes these moments that I cannot ignore the very fact that the past is having too much of influence on me. I don't know if it's just with sentimental people or everybody, but as long as I could see, based on my own evaluation, I could see that only people who are too emotional, who are too sentimental, who are too much, they're drowning in the world of memories. Only these people think about the past too much.
But the
way I think about the past, it's way much more than the way I think about the future.
Yeah. If you hadn't mentioned the sentence using the word too much, I was going to make a stand against it and say we all do this and we all sometimes think about the past. But yeah, thinking about it too much in a way that annoys us is for the sentimental people.
Yeah. And it's not a regret, I'm telling you that. It's not
just overthinking
regret.
In another way.
It's just the memories. Like, there's this poem that I love it so much. At a part of this poem, the poet says, "In looking on the happy autumn fields that are no more." This no more has got a lot of things to say. Like, when I think of the past, the only thing that overwhelms me is the youth that has been passed, is the beautiful moments that are no more. Like, is maybe perhaps a bunch of people that they were there, but they are no more. Like, all of these things are too sad and too depressing, but they are a part of our life, all of these thinkings.
I think it really depends on the state of mind of the person and the experiences that they've had. So the way that you're speaking about your past is fondly. You're very fond of the memories. You're very fond of that timeline in your life. And you're saying that you think you are sad that it's gone.
Yeah.
But I have had a different experience. I mean, apart from the past few years, I don't really like my past. I don't really have a lot of good memories. I don't consider it to be a happy past.
I could
so
understand,
that's why,
yes.
I don't really think about it. I actually have a problem with memory. I forget things very easily, and there have been so many times where someone has told me, "Oh, do you remember when you were younger and we did this and we went there?" And I have no recollection of it.
That's very interesting, because my pictorial memory is very good. Like, I still remember when I was a child and we were into a lake. I even remember the moment that I was putting my foot into that river, into that lake. And I still remember all the special feeling of that time. Like, yes, words and things are easily forgotten. Like, if you ask me what we had the previous week at university, it's just gone. It's a clean slate. I don't remember anything. But if you ask me about the memories, feelings are so, so deep. They could stay there forever. Like, but everybody, I guess everybody misses their childhood. Don't you miss it?
It depends on the way we look at them.
Okay, I'm asking you this question.
I also remember my childhood, my
and
memories.
And don't you miss it?
I do miss it, but I don't want to go back. Because I love the process.
Like, and I would tell you something very funny. I miss it, and I would say that I wish it ended when I was a child.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
This is sad.
This is sad, because the more you grow up older, you see things, you feel things that destroys all the happy memories of your child. You know, the way you look at life when you are a child is pretty much different from the way you look at life and at humanity when you are a grown-up. Time is precious. That's all that we wanted to say in this episode. Do not take it for granted. Once it's gone forever, and there is no way to bring it back. Your future is going to be nice and lovely if you live a perfect life in your present time. And past is just a memory. You may like it or not. That's it. I hope you enjoy every second of your life. This was all for today's episode. Thank you for staying with us. Until another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكت.